pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. It is just myself and JC this week.
Welcome to the resistance.
Yes, yes. Tiffany's on assignment, running errands for family. I think is how we're gonna go ahead and let that one go. Hi, everybody. Happy after Christmas for you. For those of you that celebrate, happy post-Hanukkah. For those of you that celebrated. Happy Yule for, you know, or post-Yule for those of you that celebrate.
Yep. I think it's all done but Kwanzaa. I think Kwanzaa's right now.
I'm not sure, and that is worth looking up. Mm-hmm. Kwanzaa 2025. Let's see. Friday, December 26th through Thursday, January the 1st.
Okay, so it's Kwanzaa right now. Happy
it is
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. And I spelled it wrong. Seven principles.
Of course, the biggest holiday of the year is coming. That's New Year's, Hogmanay.
I'll give you that. So Kwanzaa has 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Day one is unity. Day two is self-determination. Day three is collective work and responsibility. Day four, cooperative economics. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Day five, purpose. Day six, creativity. And day seven, faith. Those are the pillars upon which Kwanzaa is celebrated.
And those are the seven candles lit.
Yep. Which I think is pretty nice.
Yep.
It seems quite nice. I don't know. I we're going down to spend some time with Dad. Only afford a couple days. But we're going down Tuesday and Wednesday and then coming home Thursday morning. So we're going to do New Year's with Dad since we couldn't do it with him for Christmas. Though he did get visitors on Christmas. He had some grandkids come by and a couple of the great grandkids were with him, and they don't really get to see each other very often. So that was pretty nice. But yeah, everything just is delicate and feeling on edge. Feels like I'm walking on eggshells. In life right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm trying not to be maudlin about it. I'm trying not to get stuck in it, and I keep fucking getting stuck in it. It's driving me nuts, man.
No, you're going to get stuck in it.
Oh yeah.
I can tell you that from personal experience. You'll get stuck in it, and eventually you come out the other side and you can stop and say, "Well, there's no more pain. There's no more problems. That's the good thing. And otherwise, I'm going to miss them, you know?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if heaven is real, he gets to get back together with my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So, who am I? I mean, it's... There's a lot of religion talk around it these days. And to me, religion is just evangelicals with kiddie porn getting arrested from their legislator jobs, their Republican legislator jobs. You know, but there's just not, there is no scenario in which I give my dad shit for his belief.
Mm-hmm.
There is no scenario, you know, I really don't give anybody shit for their belief. You can believe what you want. I believe what I want, and what I believe is in, there's just not much going on right now. You know, the universe is infinite, and in an infinite situation, things like human beings can be created.
Mm-hmm.
It's infinity. it's full of everything. Everything is contained within the infinite. Ta-da. That's where I am. I am more of a humans are a probability problem more than anything else. You know? We're an oopsie. Somebody dropped a rock from Mars.
We are all of the same stuff. We're all from the same stuff. And as Buddha said, our knowledge of what is to come is like that of a chick that hasn't broken its way out of its shell might have of the outside world.
Oh, that's good.
We can only guess. So in some way, I want to believe that, you know, there's more. In other ways, I'm like, well, you know what? If there isn't more, live like there's not more.
Yeah, do your best. Know? Don't be a dick. I guess that's it. Good New Year's message.
Another favorite Buddha quote is when they said, people asked him, they said, well, is it true that good people will be rewarded and bad people will be punished? He said, hey, if good people are rewarded, I'm content. I've lived a virtuous, and by virtuous, it means good life. I've led a good life. And if bad people are punished, I'm content that I've lived a virtuous life. If good people are not rewarded, I'm content that I've lived a virtuous life. If bad people are not punished, I'm content I've lived a virtuous life. In other words, do what you do here, you know, don't worry about what's to come.
By virtuous, you're not talking about sex stuff, right?
No, I'm talking just being a good person, just being generally a good person for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I failed virtuous life long ago. So
I did on purpose.
Intentionally.
I went out Woo-hoo! Of my way.
I was like, yes, I get to do this. Yay.
If there's a God, why would he invent that and then take it away from me? That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I mean, it would just be like, that'd be like my magic trick. Like, look at these little anxiety monkeys I made. Guess what calms them down? Watch this trick. Show them some boobs.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I am just out here being an ass about religion, which is sort of what I do, because I think we all know I'm an unbeliever. I've got more...
Had that last night.
Yeah. I've got more... I enjoy Norse mythology more than I enjoy Christianity. Mm-hmm. So if you were to actually pin me on a religion, I would definitely go for ancient Norse, as close as I can get to it with comic books and such. So, there's only so much to read, you know, but there's more books about Vikings than there are about Bibles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I converted to Buddhism in college, and I like it because you don't have to believe in anything. It's just a philosophy about living your life. And I'm like, I like that so much more than do this or God will be mad at you. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah, what?
My mother-in-law gave my daughter a Book of Mormon last night for Christmas.
Oh,
and said, I really want you to read this. My daughter was kind of looking at it. She even bookmarked a spot with the Christmas card envelope that she makes. And it was, she put $10 in it. And the spot was like, you know, the reason for this book existing, that Smith wrote in, you know. And I was like, okay. And I said, yeah, that's what this is. And I said, oh, by the way, I'm happy to tell you all about the Bible and all about the Book of Mormon as much as I know. But keep in mind, I don't believe in any of it. So you're going to get a very cynical view if I tell it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think and what I think happened. And I mean, I'm down with Jesus. I think he was a good dude. But the people that followed him, that made him the head of their religion, Not very fond of them.
That's fair.
Nor any that came after.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't know.
If it makes people feel better, I do not begrudge anyone having a faith. If it makes them feel better about themselves and better about the universe, the only people I begrudge are these Christian nationalists in this country that want God in the White House, but somehow see that as Donald fucking Trump.
Weird.
The man who exemplifies the seven deadly sins all in one package.
It is fucked. I mean, it is absolutely fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. No, look, I find that THC gummies make me feel better about the world and make me feel better about myself. You know, as long as I take them responsibly, like my doctor suggests. And if that's what you get from religion, more power to you. It's cheaper. Unless you get into one of those, I got to fly an airplane religions like we did. I don't know. It's weird to me that if I'm hearing the math right, you know, the Mormons have as much money as like Apple keeps on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts to me.
They've got a ton of money, a lot of investment in pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, goody.
Which suddenly explained to me why they were so against the medical marijuana being legalized in this state. So
you'd think they'd do something about the goddamn vitamin shucksters we got running around here.
Oh no! Remember, the biggest vitamin huckster that we had running around here was Orrin Hatch.
It was.
He could do no wrong in their eyes. So yeah.
Whoever thought we'd miss Mitt Romney?
Chris Hoffman, our buddy Chris Hoffman went off. Was talking to me one day about how these vitamin sellers, it just fits with their audience, you know, like InfoWars, you know, how that was what he made money at, was selling vitamins and supplements.
Yeah.
And talking about how they were so important to you and that, you know, all of, you know, you shouldn't trust the medical community and stuff. And it's like, these are the people who listened to him, Alex Jones, because it was, you know, they were like, oh no, he's telling the truth as it is. It's like, no, he's making up shit all the time. I literally listened to his broadcast. Somebody put together his broadcast or pieces of his broadcast from Y2K.
Mm.
And he's sitting there, he's basically doing War of the Worlds. He's sitting there saying, yeah, all the power's out here. I think, and I'm like, then how are you on the radio? Yeah.
Somebody just turned the switch off, dummy.
Yeah, people believe that shit. People were believing that shit. And that's the problem I've had with all these hucksters, from Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones, and then everybody that's followed in their stead, all the way up to the biggest huckster of them all, Donald fucking Trump. And you get, it's that people believe this bullshit.
Yeah.
That they jump in and believe this bullshit. And I'm like, there's so much else for you to look at that says that this is not how the world works, but you just want to believe it and you won't let it go. It becomes a cult. So that's probably the only religion I'm not down with at all.
That's fair. I'm with you. Right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
That one and the one from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Do not care for that religion.
Not fan of that one.
Nope.
Anything that requires sacrificing kids, I'm not into.
Yep. Oh, so that's why we're not Republicans. Boom!
That's right.
We're back in politics. We just took a little journey there, guys. Look, I'm doing a lot of soul searching these days. And as I don't believe in the soul, I'm spending a lot of time at it. Trump appointed a beauty salon owner to oversee part of the immigration process. She's going to oversee entrance to the U.S. Maura Namdar has been appointed Assistant Secretary for Consular Affairs. They have chosen the daughter of immigrants to ban immigrants.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Namdar is not a traditional Eastern or Western European name that we would normally have in this country. So.
Yeah, if you're wearing your pointy white hat. That's not a name they're saying to another guy in a pointy white.
That's right.
How we doing, Namdar?
Brother Namdar here, he's with us.
Which part of Appalachia is the Namdars from? Oh, I love it. Okay, you're in charge. Whatever. What the fuck am I going to do about the Undersecretary of Consular Affairs? You know, other than just be like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
a daughter of Iranian immigrants. You know, the country we've been at war with since the 70s.
Yep.
was it did this job on an interim basis during Trump's first term in 2020, as she owns a mini chain of beauty salons called BAM in her native Texas. Okay.
Fucking Texas.
It's once again an entrepreneur who is on her way to becoming uber wealthy, has joined the Trump administration. Surprise, fucking surprise.
Donald Trump launched multiple attacks over Christmas with a shout out to the radical liberal scum. How you doing?
Hey, that's me.
Thanks for remembering. Losers and sleazebags. Ended his final rant with the message, enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. Wow.
Wow.
I don't want to read these. I hate reading him. So just know that this is our last Merry Christmas, gang.
Okay.
Next year.
Before we launch the actual revolution.
Fuck that. Next year I'm having a happy holiday and he can suck it.
Yep. I'll have a great happy holiday. I watched the King give his Christmas address.
Oh,
and
right.
It was about uniting people and some experiences he's had, working in Africa with charity, and how he watched other world leaders coming together with him to make sure these people were taken care of and stuff. And he said, I wish we had more of this in the world and more people would behave in this way. And it was like this great unifying message. And here's Donald Trump. I hate all of you that hate me. It's your last Merry Christmas.
Just nuts.
Yep.
Okay, here's another one that falls into the thing of DEI allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Trump officials plan to drop the Army's preference for blind vendors. Department of the Army plans to limit a longstanding preference that the federal government has given to blind vendors, according to a notice scheduled to be published in the Federal Register this week. The notice states that the Army dining halls will no longer give blind applicants the same priority after the Trump administration determined that doing so, quote, adversely affects the interests of the United States. Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yep. This decision.
I still don't understand how the decision was made by Trump's education secretary, Linda McMahon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the education department oversees the vending facility program. I guess they would, because the vending facility program goes to schools, but also it also handles vending for military bases. And of evidently blind people can't, blind companies can't, or companies run by blind people can't put vending machines in because it slows up the Army personnel from making an efficient choice on whether or not to get their spicy Doritos or what. I fucking know. It's a vending machine. How fucking hard is it? Oh, it's so hard because there's Braille on here. What the fuck? Look, you can read. Look at a number. Well, you're in the Army. Maybe you can't read. But just pick a number and a letter.
I'll tell you what. We know that Marines can read. They just need crayons to snack on while they do it.
That's right.
So my favorite...
That's brave food.
My favorite dipshit this week was somebody rebranding a box of a failed G.I. Joe toy, putting Trump's name across the back, and now Trump has announced new class of Navy battleships named after himself.
Yep.
He says it will be the largest, deadliest, and most versatile and best-looking warship. No.
No. Well, okay, I'll give him one of those. It is a good-looking warship. But it won't be the largest, and it won't be the most deadly because it's too small. And that helicopter pad is in the wrong fucking spot. It's on the stern of the ship. I mean, and it's lower than the rest of the bulkhead. So, how many times are you going to have helicopters get washed overboard?
That's how you get your skids clean.
Yeah,
it's gotta fuck.
And as a Star Trek DS9 fan, I'm very upset that the first one's being called the USS Defiant. And the image is Trump with his fist in the air and his head bleeding from his shot ear.
Just nuts. Just nuts. All right, let's take a break. We get back on the other side, we got some Republican news.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast. In Tinseltown, we remember Perry Bamonte and Bridget Bardot. What is Barry Manilow's good and bad news?
Her name was Lola. She was a smoker.
Who will play Sulu and Bones in Strange New Worlds?
Is it our time to shine? Dibs on Bones. Buddy.
Oh my. We watched Doctor Who, The Muppet Christmas Carol, and Stranger Things.
Oh my gosh.
Comics. Should you get the blind bag Ultimate Endgame? Did DC change a villain's name after solicitation? We read Absolute Martian Manhunter number 7, Green Arrow number 31, the Marvel Winter Break Special, Wonder Woman number 28, Daredevil Punisher number 2, Assorted Crisis Events, and Shaolin Nun number 5.
Oh my gosh, it's such a good book.
All that and Jack Kirby Gets a Street. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on thecomicbookpodcast.com and almost anywhere you can find podcasts.
In honor of it finally fucking snowing in Utah. What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Snowballs?
Snowballs.
Wait, you guys got snow?
So we'll just come back with me saying, hi, folks, welcome back. I got nothing. Okay. I like to open up the, you know, the second the second section, the B block. I like to open it with an anecdote, you know, or something, because usually this is the block where the news is a little thin. I don't know why. It's just that's how my brain structures it now. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what the theme is. The B block always goes short. You might think right now I'm vamping. Maybe you think that. You could be onto something.
We could both be onto something here.
Hey, hey. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Oh,
the show's
man.
Just going to get more and more fun. You really need to join us for Patreon at patreon.com/dfinmedia.
Patreon's going to be off the fucking wall.
Yep. You need to be there.
Yep. No, we were, I mean, I'm alone today.
Yep.
Tiffany, like I said, is out running errands with her for her family. And I don't know what really to do with myself once we get done recording.
Right.
And so normally on days like that, I grab Tiffany and try and get her to sit down and do a Told You So with me. I don't know what to do tomorrow. I'm wondering if I should maybe do a mansplaining.
You could.
I'm out of school until the 5th. I've got time on my hands. You can only look for work so many hours a day, you know, before you're ready to just throw yourself out of a window. And right now
you should put together a couple of mansplainings just to have them, you know, have them at the ready to drop when you need to.
Yeah, women are, I mean, they're out there doing all these incredible shit. I think, and, you know, I mean, that's the premise of the fucking show, but I think the more men need to spend time cheering them.
Yep.
So maybe I will. Maybe that's what I'll do this week. Maybe I'll resurrect mansplaining. That'll be fun. But, you know, Jasmine Crockett, I would never mansplain to.
Wouldn't need to.
No. No, well, I don't know. There may be some Star Trek lore she doesn't know something about, and I will respond to that question in a respectful way.
Well, that's not so much mansplaining as just geeksplaining.
Which can be so much worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the, I push up my glasses and say, well, actually.
Yep. No, I, I, I had to mansplain something to Tiffany the other day, and I apologized beforehand. And I'm like, you've asked me the question. I know the answer. I'm going to tell you the answer, at which point you're going to remember that you know the answer to this, and you're going to blame me for mansplaining. And I just would like to put it up here in front. Now I've taken 30 seconds longer than the actual answer will have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to say, yes, I'm mansplaining, but it's your fault. And she was cool.
I'm going to mansplain why I'm mansplaining, and it's your fault that I'm mansplaining.
Yeah, a double mansplain? I didn't do that. That's not natural. That's constructed. I took the briefest portion of a gummy about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tickling the back of my cerebral cortex right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a bigger one here, which I think you're alluding to, which is things are just going to get a little silly. And I apologize because this is not a silly show. Except for we talk about Republicans all the time, and that used to be silly. And now it's more dangerous, would you say?
It's you know, the clowns are running the show, and unfortunately that's turned into something absolutely terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
The clowns are in charge of the circus, and the circus isn't fun anymore. That's all. It's just terrifying.
Yeah. You got to have a stern father figure running the circus, not the biggest, weirdest, creepiest fucking clown.
Oh, shit.
Worn-faced.
Weird choice of makeup, too. I don't get that one.
But. Yeah, not a fun looking... More like if a clown was designed by Hieronymus Bosch. That's what Trump looks like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to news. Seriously, if there's not at least one email for me this week about my absolutely baller reference to Hieronymus Bosch, it's going to break my fucking heart.
Because I immediately saw Garden of Earthly Delights in my head when you said that. So.
Yeah, and there's Trump in the middle acting like an asshole.
Yep.
Jasmine Crockett, representative out of Texas, took aim at Vice President Vance after he took aim at her with a cheap dig about her appearance and personality while taking a shit on Democrats while hanging out with that I really don't think that she's a mourning widow, Erica Kirk, at the Turning Point USA's America Fest last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, J.D. Vance got up, said some shitty things about Jasmine Crockett and Democrats, and Jasmine Crockett swung back
after telling
the crowd that Democrats were, quote, not sending their best, end quote. He griped about Crockett, who has announced, her bid to unseat John Cornyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and Jasmine Crockett, the record speaks for itself. She wants to be a senator, though her street girl persona is about as real as her nails. He went after a lady's nails.
Yep.
Her nails are perfect. I'm looking at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They are on point, as the kids don't say anymore, but I haven't heard what the new one is. I think it's Riz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, in her post, Crockett decided to tell Vance a thing or two. She had no patience for his pettiness and clapped back of a comment on Twitter almost immediately, saying, imagine commenting on someone's nails while at the same time ignoring that the only reason you got your political dream job was because your boss incited a violent mob who wanted to hang your predecessor for, honoring his oath to the Constitution. She went on further to say, how about you stop worrying about me until we're on the Senate floor together and work to stop your boss from bankrupting our country while engaging in the largest corruption scheme we've ever seen? All good questions. Oh, she's the best, man.
I read an article today that the one film Ron Howard is regretting making is Hillbilly Elegy.
I'll bet.
Because when he made it, Vance wasn't running for Senate. And he had a reporter say, no, I think he's going to run for public office. And Ron Howard said, well, he told me he wasn't. But, you know, J.D. Vance is known to lie right to your face. And sure enough, yeah, he runs for Senate. And now he's like, I should never have made that movie.
Yep. Hey, we all fuck up.
Yep.
That was just a particularly big one, Mr. Howard.
Mm-hmm.
That was another fun thing down at Dad's place. We're watching Andy Griffith too much.
Mm-hmm.
Was I got to point at little Ronnie Howard. Say, that's Ron Howard. She's like, Ron? Ron Howard? Yeah, Ron Howard. Started out being an adorable little redheaded boy. Now he's the, one of the best directors that has ever directed.
Yep. Yeah. Greatest filmmakers ever.
Yeah.
And grew up in the industry, basically, is why.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, RFK Jr. wants to ban junk food.
Okay.
I'm split on this for a couple of reasons. And one is junk food junk? Yeah, it is. Is it delicious? Yeah, it's also delicious. You know, you want to ban it. That's anti-freedom. You know, you want to ban some of the ingredients in it. I'm all for that. You want to get rid of overprocessed foods. I think I'm probably okay with that. The problem is that nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about. What counts?
What counts is junk food.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'd also say, look how well that went for New York when they tried to ban just the size of the drink you could get of soda, of sugary soda.
Well, one of the reasons this is so now prevalent is because RFK Jr. can only ban junk food to people who get SNAP.
Yeah.
So if you get food stamps, RFK Jr. is telling you. And so one of the problems that stores are having is they have no idea what the fuck he means by junk food. You know, because I guess his ChatGPT, which is what they've been using to cheat, hasn't given them a list yet. But 18 states have adopted restrictions on using food aid to purchase soda and other processed foods, prompted by the health secretary's Make America Healthy Again agenda.
It's such a fucking petty bunch of bullshit. Because you remember here in this state, they didn't want people to be able to use foods. They banned using food stamps or any kind of, or not just food stamps, but also unemployment benefit when you had the unemployment, that when you get the card instead of a check. They stopped people from being, able to get pre-made food at the grocery store because now it's a restaurant.
Yeah. But you throw it in a fridge for 12 hours and you can buy it.
Yeah. I'm like, what a load of shit. It's like, stop being petty about it. People need to eat.
What is the point? What is the purpose other than simple sadistic gratification that Republicans get from taking someone who's obviously in a miserable fucking place? Even with welfare fraud, it's 99 out of 100,000, you know, or 99 out of 100 people that are doing the right thing and are just fucking miserable about it. And then you got to pop along and go, hey, sad. More sad.
I mean, really you can't have this stuff that's actually affordable for you on your food stamps. You have to buy the healthy food that isn't that you're only going to be able to buy a small amount of to feed your family. Rather than buying, you know, okay, yeah, I agree, you shouldn't be, but that's the other problem is we pay them so little, they're forced to buy the junk food or the pre-processed foods because it's less expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we've both been in the situation where we had no cash, but we needed to eat, and it was like the processed food was a lot cheaper, and it's like, fuck it, I'll buy it.
Ramen is not food. And and there are times in my life I wouldn't have survived without it. You know? It's not food. Yep. There's like no nutritional value in it. It's just sodium. But being able to fill myself with something that I could afford at 25 cents a pack at the time.
Sodium and carbohydrates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me carbohydrates. And you know what? People live on carbohydrates. I mean, what... The Chinese immigrants who were brought over here to build the railroad, they were basically given a sack of rice. And rarely did they have more than rice, but that was what they made. They lived on that rice, and they were able to build those railroads. In our home country, in the country of our ancestors,
sure, sure.
Scotland, there were armies that were basically marched on nothing more than oatmeal. And that was all they could get them, was oatmeal. And it's like, basically, carbohydrates can keep you going for a long fucking time.
Yep. You do end up quite sick.
For you. Yeah, but you will wind up sick, particularly when it's overly processed stuff. You know, a bag of rice might be better for you, or a bag of oatmeal might be better for you than a bag of Doritos, but you don't always think that way because you're like, well, at least it's got flavor if it's the Doritos. With rice, I'm just going to taste nothing. With oatmeal without salt or anything, I'm going to taste nothing. So, yeah.
Well, and Doritos hit my dopamine trigger. Rice does not.
Yep.
You know, it's just going to make a little bit of that misery a little bit smaller, and Republicans cannot have that.
Better. Yeah, make me feel a little bit better, particularly because I have to live on fucking SNAP because I don't make enough money because I work for Walmart or fucking Amazon or something like that where they don't pay me enough, and so I have to live on benefits. Yeah.
The Justice Department is suing the District of Columbia to end a ban on assault-style weapons, including the AR-15. In a 9-page lawsuit filed on Monday, the DOJ's Civil Rights Division noted that, quote, the district denies law-abiding citizens the ability to register a wide variety of commonly used semi-automatic firearms, such as the Colt AR-15, which is among the most popular firearms in America, and a variety of other semi-automatic rifles and pistols that are in common use.
So,
you know, mass shootings.
Yeah. So you're telling me you're going to allow mass shooting weapons in the town where all you fuckers live and do your work, that when the revolution starts, you now have AR-15s pointed at you? Okay.
Yeah, you guys had a barrier. You had a moat.
Yep.
But you filled in the moat, didn't you?
Yep. Yep. Go right ahead.
Apparently you filled in your moat with ladders.
Go right ahead, Pam Bondi.
Seriously, if you've played any D&D, you know how funny that was. It's all obscure humor today. I'm so sorry. It is. So... the suit sought a, quote, permanent injunction prohibiting all D.C. defendants from arresting and levying fines against otherwise law-abiding citizens for possessing the AR-15 and other firearms protected by the Second Amendment and being possessed or used for lawful purposes. Hate to remind you guys, you know, there's another part of that amendment. What was the phrase I'm looking for here? Well-regulated. This is a regulation. You're being regulated. Shut the fuck up. Read all the words.
But in the end, it's like they're hoping for mass shootings, major riots. They feel like there's gangs all over Washington, D.C. because they're black people who live there.
Yeah.
Therefore, there must be gangs. And they're hoping for all of that because then they can deny statehood to D.C., they can implement martial law in D.C.
Yeah.
And they can do all this stuff that they're already in trouble for doing by pushing ICE out there and everything. So, yeah, don't fall for it, D.C. Don't think, oh, good, I get to have my AR-15. I can go shoot up that guy I hate. You're only going to make it worse for everyone. Yeah.
Huh. Just can't have nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nice things we can't have anymore, that's 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
60 Minutes. 60 Minutes yoinked a segment about Trump sending immigrants to CECOT. Now, what's funny about that is that it's licensed in Canada. Mm-hmm. So they shot it up to Canada, and Canada played it, and... I've watched it. I have to watch a fucking bootleg from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like donuts. Maple donuts. But yeah, that's how I got to get my news now. I got to import it. I'm watching the fucking the CBC. I'm watching BBC. You know, fuck it. I'll throw on some Al Jazeera if I could find it. You know, just anything to find some news that isn't insanely washed.
Mm-hmm.
So CBS News abruptly pulled a heavily promoted 60 Minutes segment about the Venezuelan immigrants the Trump administration sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador just hours before it was scheduled to air. CBS News spokesman told Huffington Post that the reason for the CECOT segment's unexpected postponement was that, quote, it needed additional reporting, end quote, by which we have come now to find out meant you guys, you didn't have the Trump administration making a comment.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration had been asked to make a comment and had declined.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The fairness doctrine's dead, lady. You, even though it doesn't even qualify, you couldn't even use that.
Mm-hmm.
They asked, answered, move on. But no.
And you can even, I mean, was it not in the story? That's easy to put in. The guy doing the readover could just read in. We approached the Trump administration for their comment, but they never got back to us. You know, it probably was in there. But
yeah.
Now Barry Weiss shouldn't be in charge of this shit, and she was appointed in that position by the Ellisons.
Yeah.
So that Trump would be happy.
So according to an internal email sent by Alfonsi, the reporter in question, the decision to pull the segment came directly from the network's editor-in-chief, Barry Wise.
Mm-hmm.
The story is, quote, factually correct. In my view, pulling it now after every rigorous internal check has been met is not an editorial decision. It's a political one. If the administration's refusal to participate becomes a valid reason to spike a story, we have effectively handed them a kill switch for any reporting they find inconvenient. She continued in the email.
That's exactly it. Yep. And we've been warned about this. This has been talked about. We've been warned about this since fucking GE took over NBC. And killed an NBC News segment on General Electric's business practices. And it's like, this has been a warning. And every time we've had some sort of corporate media thing, it's like, we're like, well, what are you going to do? They bought it. But this is what you get. Corporations should not be running the media.
No.
Any more than governments should be running the media.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the First Amendment comes before the Second Amendment. Read all the words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a break. We get back on the other side. The news.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does, including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. DEFEN.
some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I'm not entirely sure what it means yet, but the judge who got involved in the Prop 4 gerrymandering, anti-gerrymandering case thing.
Yeah.
Said, okay, you can appeal to the state legislature. Not being a lawyer, I'm not entirely sure what that means other than they can keep complaining on an official level.
Yeah.
And they're looking.
Well, it's supposed to get bumped up and bumped up and bumped up. But does that mean she's pausing the use of the new map while they go through their appeal? I don't know if that's what that means or not.
Yeah.
Because we have so many Democrats throwing their hat in the ring saying, I'm running for the new congressional seat. And my God, do I want to get rid of that football player that we've got in there right now?
Ooh, I don't know this one.
No, what's his name? He's the one who beat out Ben McAdams. He's an ex-football player.
Oh, I cannot remember names.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, well.
That's... He's a darling for the Republicans because he's a black guy and an athlete.
Oh, like, fucking Owens.
Owen, yeah.
Yeah, Owens.
And anytime he's popped up in the news with stuff, I'm like, dude, you should not be in this. You should not be in this position at all. Yeah.
No, five bankruptcies.
I'd like to see him gone.
Yep. Five bankruptcies, probably CTE.
Oh, never mind. He fits in with the current Republican Party.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does. Burgess Owens.
The bankruptor in chief is already there, so why not? Yeah, no, I'd like to see him gone, and getting us an actual Democrat to replace him would be good. And
well,
by actual, I don't mean somebody who sells out the party to put in a libertarian. Otherwise, I love Ben. But
I see. I'm picking up what you're putting down, sir. I'm still pretty upset about that myself.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know that I have a favorite in there yet. Nate Bluen?
Yeah.
I like him. Bernie Sanders endorsed him. That's actually, that's good for me.
That's been my favorite part. Yeah. Yep.
So.
I don't know. They're all sending me texts and I just ignore them all. I'm like, we'll see what happens when I go to the primaries.
Yeah.
You know? And then after the primaries, we'll see what happens. So. I mean, I don't know how many of you are going to make it out of the convention. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird and it's still in motion. So I will figure it out and we will report on it probably next week. I'm sure there's going to be some resolve.
Yep.
You know, but again,
yeah, if she's pausing the maps, it means nothing. We'll have nothing happening in the 2026 election while they go through the appeals process. Or it could be a scramble at the last minute to get everything in for the 2026 election.
Yeah.
After the appeals process. It's just you know, they took it up to the Utah Supreme Court, which was above her. And Utah Supreme Court said, no, she did everything right. Back off. Oh, and you can't impeach her either. And so now she's like, well, you go through appeals, which would mean appealing to the federal appellate court, which would eventually get to the Supreme Court. And they recently ruled on another state being allowed to gerrymander.
Mm-hmm.
So in the favor of the state being allowed to gerrymander. So, yeah. Maybe that's what they're going for. She's like, yeah, go ahead.
Give it a shot, assholes.
Yep.
Speaking of assholes, Elise Stefanik, back in the news. She quit Congress. She quit running for governor of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But she still wants to be president.
Oh.
Yep.
No.
Elise.
Yes, we need a woman president. We do not need Elise Stefanik.
Yeah, you guys, just go. Her name was Margaret Thatcher. Look at all the damage she did.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to work on Maggie's farm no more.
No more Maggie.
So anyway, Elise Stefanik, she was featured in both the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Given several thousand words in two major papers, what's going on? Two pieces are similar profiles of Stefanik, age 38, and a remarkable transformation from Harvard-educated moderate Republican to ultra-MAGA ideologue. The subhead of the Times article states the theme of both, which is to rise through the Trump-era GOP. A young congresswoman gave up her friends, her mentors, and her ideals.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, you nailed that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So she still wants to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
She bought the URL stefanikforpresident.com 8 years ago.
Oh, my God.
She's a really shit liar.
Yep. She wants. Oh, I've just decided to run. 8 years ago, you decided to run. We can tell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Elise Stefanik running for president. Well, you know what? Republican misogyny could stop a bad thing from happening right there.
Yep.
I'm not saying misogyny is good. I'm saying in that case, it might lead to an outcome.
Well, they're gonna love her because she completely sold out for them. You know, she's a true believer now.
Well, sure.
You know, she's totally in it with them now at this point. Yeah, absolutely.
And they'll let her organize snacks for all of the stops they do on their campaign train.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Ah,
at least
fucking
you
Republicans.
Figure out the snacks. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Somber tone. Serious tone. Mm-hmm. Donovan Joshua Lay Metayer is the latest Parkland survivor to die due to trauma from the mass shooting. From what we understand, Donovan took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
After a year-long mental health battle following the mass shooting, Donovan, who was a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School when a shooter killed 17 people and injured 18 others, died by suicide Monday after what his family has called a years-long battle with schizophrenia. He was 26. According to a GoFundMe set up by the family, Metayer began to withdraw after the mass shooting and dealt with depression, guilt, emotional instability, and long periods of isolation. The trauma of that day and the loss of classmates lingered long after graduation and profoundly altered the course of his life.
Mm.
There have been 394 mass shootings so far this year. This year, there have been 987 teens killed from gun violence. 2,668 have been injured. In 2024, former U.S. Surgeon General Murthy declared gun violence a public health crisis.
Because it is.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a public health crisis. The only year we did not have a school shooting was 2020 because nobody was in school.
Fuck, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Metayer isn't the first Parkland survivor to die by suicide. Years after the shooting in 2019, Sidney Aliejo and an unnamed survivor both died in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad.
No, we have soldiers coming back with PTSD and ending their own lives for the things they went through and the anxiety that it raised in them. And we expect these high school students not to have the same or have worse symptoms from it.
Yeah.
You know, this kid wound up with schizophrenia, which is a serious condition, serious mental health condition, based on what he witnessed and what he had to go through in those moments when that asshole kid who should never have been, he should have been arrested long before he ever got to that school, He should have had his guns taken away long before I ever got to that school.
Yeah.
By the Parkland Police Department, who knew he was a problem before, you know, after having to witness that and go live through that. It's like, yeah, it's no wonder. It's no wonder. When soldiers trained for that can come back from war and have these kind of problems, how do we expect kids not to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely agree with you.
I mean, we were flippantly talking about, it was on the comic book podcast, or was it in the Patreon? We were talking about how, you know, we all knew kids who died when we were younger.
Yeah.
In our generation, and we were just expected to deal with it. And it's like, it's not the same. You know, it's not the same. It's really not. Not when, if there'd been a mass shooting, it would have been a very different story at our school. Yeah.
Okay, we got more.
Yep. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Well, I mean, this one's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled this one off NPR. Election betting on prediction markets apps is set to boom ahead of the midterms.
I keep getting this prediction market app popping up in ads on the couple of the free video games I play on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's annoying as fuck. And here's the thing. The ad is this guy at BYU, because the camera made sure to get the Y on the mountain in the background.
Of course.
And he's asking the guys, who's gonna win the Heisman this year? Oh, do you want to put any money on that? No, it's illegal. Oh, well, do you know with this app, you can just make a prediction, and it's totally legal because it's just playing the stock market, basically. And these fucking prediction markets apps are just sports gambling. Again, it's a major problem now in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've found a loophole to say, oh, no, it is. It's this. It actually has the thing. It says Kalshi. That's the name of the app I was seeing. It was Kalshi. Oh, my God. And the guy, like I said, the guy was at BYU asking guys if they would lay money on their belief that the Jazz would win, you know, would win next year or something like that. And it's like, they're like, oh, no, it's illegal. Well, you can on Kalshi, and showing it to him. Oh, I'm going to have to do that. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a sucker's bet, because there's no fucking way the Jazz are ever not going to lose something.
Mm-hmm. Anybody, go all the way to the end and
bets
still
on the
lose
Jazz
it.
Going all the way to the end. Well,
yeah.
They are not a student of history, and therefore are probably startled about what all this Nazi talk is all about. During the Biden administration, regulators were aggressively clamping down on the industry of online exchanges that allow people to place online bets in all manner of future events. Regulators under Biden pursued legal actions to ban them from allowing people to place bets on election outcomes and sports. One of the biggest prediction market apps, Polymarket, which could also be a dating app in another universe, was forced.
That's what you're into.
That's a good one. That one got away. Anyway, Polymarket. Oh shit, I've lost my place. God damn it. I hit the space bar and it just shot to the bottom of the page.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Anyway, Polymarket CEO Shane Copeland recently posted a photo of a white cake with sprinkles on it to mark the year anniversary of the FBI raid, just as the company is planning to return to the U.S. Cheers to free markets, he wrote.
Yeah, because the Biden administration put a ban on these, and Polymarket was forced to cease U.S. operations, and Shane Copeland had the FBI raid his home to take stuff from him. So now he's like, hey, we get to come back because of Trump.
Very gross. Very gross. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of bets I think I'd make. I think AOC is going to get reelected. You know, I'd put a dollar or two down on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who
no,
else?
No, like Kalshi and Polymarket, you can bet on anything. You know, what will Kamala Harris say on Jimmy Kimmel? Will Costco raise its hot dog combo price?
Huh.
I can tell you the one that's a sucker's bet. Costco has stated clearly they will not raise the price ever on their rotisserie chickens. No matter how expensive chickens get.
That's brilliant.
Yep.
I do. Now I want fucking Costco chicken, dude.
No shit.
Mm, fuck, that'd be good.
I wonder why I'm suddenly hungry. Oh.
Speaking of Pink Floyd earlier.
Yeah,
baby. Our last story of the week. Pink Floyd. Yes, mm-hmm. That Pink Floyd just topped the UK charts over the Christmas season, over the Christmas week.
Uh-oh. They were the Christmas number one.
Yep. Yep. Pink Floyd have topped the UK album chart for the second time in 2025. The second time.
Mm-hmm.
This band's been broken up for 20, 30 years. This one for the 50th anniversary edition of Wish You Were Here, taking the coveted Christmas number one spot, which guitarist
wonderful.
David Gilmour has taken to social media to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
It says, raising a glass to the wonderful news that Wish You Were Here is UK's Christmas number one album. Outstanding. I love this band. I mean, no shit. They put together the mm-hmm. beginning five and the last four of Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I listened to that mm-hmm. a couple of dozen times that day. Love that.
As soon as the album, I downloaded the album the minute that it was available, and I think it had like one song on it. I think I had Wish You Were Here on it. And then over time, they dropped basically the entire album. So that was great. And then, but what I waited for was the other stuff, which was also really cool. So I've got all of it now, and I was like, damn, I love this. Pink Floyd has always been my band.
Oh, you got the 50th box?
I got it through Apple Music.
Nice.
Just downloading it because I'm an Apple subscriber, so I can download whatever music for free. I haven't got the box set yet, no.
That's what I want.
I need to buy the box set, that's for sure.
I want the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy the At Pompeii 2022. I haven't bought that one yet, and now I still need to get. And now I need to get the Wish You Were Here box set. And I'm like, fuck, so much to buy. Because they, as long as Waters and Gilmour are still kicking, they can put out these albums, these anniversary albums, and people are gonna just jump on it. I mean,
yeah, dude, I've bought Skyrim three fucking times.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy more Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
I will, and for some fucking reason, I barely own a record player, you know. Mm-hmm. My last five musical purchases, it's been a while, but they were vinyl.
Yeah.
You know? So I got Dark Side of the Moon on vinyl over here. I just have a mm-hmm. record player that only sounds good if I push it to a decent Bluetooth, which I do not own. So... Otherwise, imagine your record player of youth.
Yep.
Playing Pink Floyd out of that little tinny speaker.
Yeah, I've got a nice record player box stereo system over there that I can listen to Pink Floyd on. I just don't have any Pink Floyd records. I bought everything on tape back in the day.
Yep. Tape, then CD.
And then CD, and now I have it all digital on my phone, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
but there's nothing like that clean needle hitting that record.
Yep.
There's just a different sound to it. It's so amazing. Yeah.
It's fun. So, we're going to go do Patreon now.
Woo-hoo!
Join us, won't you? Patreon.com/DFenMedia. That's DEFEN Media. Every week that we record, we pop over to Patreon to get a little special content. You got extra special content this week from I Told You So. We did a little mini show for the holiday and threw out a little mini Patreon for the mm-hmm. holiday. It's all the fun stuff's over there. So if you thought this was wacky, wait till you see where we are behind closed doors. So join us, won't you? Patreon.com/DFenMedia. In the meantime, with my deep, deep thanks to JC, I'd like to say let's all do what the British lady suggests.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.